As always, it's great to have you here with me today as we start a brand new week together on God Is. And we've been talking about the holiness of God. God is holy. We saw so clearly in both the Old and New Testaments how God is holy. And it's marvelous to read and reread about this eternal and everlasting dimension in the character of God. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 3, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. And the revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 4 and verse 8, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty. As I said, the repetition there is vital to our understanding of God. He is not just holy. He is not just holy, holy. He is holy, holy, holy. Friends, you must apprehend this of God. And what is vital to this is that God's holiness affects us deeply. I cannot emphasize enough how radical God's holiness is and how it impacts every human life. And what I want to do this week is to teach you from the Bible how you are impacted by such grand holiness. We dug into this last time, so if you have your Bible there, turn back to Exodus 25. We have already read and studied verses 1 through 9, and specifically the words contribution, sanctuary, and tabernacle. We saw how God's holiness is related to all three. And on Friday, I encouraged you to read the remainder of the chapter over the weekend. Did you? If so, you read in great detail the instructions that God gave to Moses concerning various aspects of the tabernacle there to build for the Lord. You read about the Ark of the Covenant, the table of showbread, and the golden lampstand. That's in Exodus 25. Now, a lot of people will read that and their eyes can kind of glaze over. Be honest, did you find it to be too much detail? Well, that would be true if you do not comprehend that God is holy. Everything God commands there is to be made just the way He wants it as a way to honor Him. And the same is true in the chapters that follow this one. In fact, God's further instructions and then the actual building of the tabernacle are not completed until Exodus chapter 40. That's the final chapter of this book of the Bible. And what I want to do now is to take you across these chapters and to highlight along the way elements of the tabernacle that clearly, in a jump-off-the-page sort of way, demonstrate how God's holiness affected the Jews and by application impacts us this very day. But one more comment by way of introduction. Yes, I am aware that I will move over a lot of detail that is definitely worth teaching. Every word of the Bible is valuable for our instruction, and the expository, verse-by-verse teacher in me aches that we do not have time for a much fuller education in the book of Exodus and the tabernacle of God. If you were to sit with me as I prepare God Is, you would likely audibly hear me sometimes cry out because there's so much I want to uncover and explain to you, but we do not have all day or all night together. So do not discount what I choose to pass over. And again, read the Bible for yourself and listen to other teachers here on the radio and in person in your church. I always pray for you to receive solid, true, and accurate instruction in what the Bible means and how it is applied in your circumstances. All right, listen to Exodus chapter 26 now and verse 33. You shall hang up the veil under the clasps and shall bring in the ark of the testimony there within the veil. And the veil shall serve for you as a partition between the holy place and the holy of holies. I am sure you heard it as I read it. The holy place and the holy of holies. And there's the key word holy. So we need to ask, what are these areas? What is the holy place and what is the holy of holies? Now, if you've studied the book of Exodus before, and especially the tabernacle, then you're likely aware that you cannot really do that well unless you also study the book of Hebrews. Hebrews is all the way over in the New Testament, whereas Exodus is back at the beginning of the Bible, but they're well connected. Let me demonstrate this to you now by reading in Hebrews 9 and verses 2 through 3. This is Hebrews chapter 9 and verses 2 to 3. For there was a tabernacle prepared, the outer one, in which were the lampstand and the table and the sacred bread. This is called the holy place. Behind the second veil, there was a tabernacle which is called the Holy of Holies. What is the writer of Hebrews saying? He is giving us the layout of the tabernacle, and notice that he tells us first about what he calls an outer one. In Exodus 26, God calls this the holy place. That is where the golden lampstand and the table of showbread, also called the table of bread and of the presence, were situated. Now, that is considered holy by God and by the people of God. It has been set apart by God because it is holy. But then you have a second area. The writer of Hebrews continues in verse 3. This is Hebrews chapter 9 in verse 3. Behind the second veil, there was the Holy of Holies. God said this in Exodus 26 and verses 33 and 34. I'm reading now back in Exodus 26, verses 33 and 34, and I'm quoting God. You shall hang up the veil under the clasps, and shall bring in the ark of the testimony there within the veil. And the veil shall serve for you as a partition between the holy place and the holy of holies. You shall put the mercy seat on the ark of the testimony and in the holy of holies. So now we have a holy of holies. What goes in there? The ark of the testimony, also called the ark of the covenant, goes in the holy of holies. And on top of the ark is the mercy seat. And it is a veil that separates, the veil that serves as a partition between the holy place and the holy of holies. My friends, there's a lot of holiness going on in here, and it should not confuse you. Imagine that back then, helicopters were already invented, and you could climb up in a helicopter, and you're hovering above the tabernacle, and the roof of the tabernacle has been removed, so you see clearly straight down over it. What you will see is a holy place, then a veil, a huge heavy curtain that's finely and beautifully made, and beyond that, the Holy of Holies. And what is in the Holy of Holies? Well, you would see the Ark of the Covenant, and on top of that Ark, the mercy seat, and that's it. From your vantage point in the sky, hovering over the tabernacle, you do not see clutter. You see simplicity, but of course, you cannot see it. I cannot see it. No helicopter can hover over it. Why? Because it is too holy for us to even see or observe. And it was too holy for all of the Israelites to see as well. Which brings me to this. There's only one human person who could ever enter the Holy of Holies. And only he could enter once a year, and that was the high priest. I'm going to come to him in a minute, but let me take us over to Exodus chapter 28 and read a little bit about the command that God gave to Moses concerning priests that will serve him at and in the tabernacle. I'm reading now Exodus chapter 28 and verse 1. This is God speaking. Then bring near to yourself Aaron your brother and his sons with him from among the sons of Israel to minister as priest to me. Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. Moses had a brother, and his name was Aaron. And then Aaron had sons, the names of which I've just read. God wants Aaron and his sons to serve, to minister as priests to God. Aaron's line, Aaron's lineage, the generations that follow Aaron will serve as priests to God. Let me continue reading in verses 2 and 3. This is Exodus 28, verses 2 and 3. You shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother for glory and for beauty. You shall speak to all the skilled persons whom I have endowed with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister as priest to me. Notice the word holy as related to the garments that Aaron will have made for him and that he will wear. Here's what I want you to see. Even the priest's garments, his clothes, were holy. And God continues, only skillful persons whom I, God, have given wisdom will make the garments. What does God mean? God must carefully choose even the people who make the garments because they're stitching together clothing that will be used in service to the holy God. And then God says that Aaron will be consecrated, set apart, and dedicated to a sacred purpose, so that he may minister to God, that he may minister as a priest to me. Now let me read verse 4. This is Exodus chapter 28, verse 4. These are the garments which they shall make, a breastpiece and an ephod, and a robe and a tunic of checkered work, a turban and a sash, and they shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother and his sons, that he may minister as priest to me. Listen to the specificity of God and breast piece and ephod ought to sound familiar. We read about those back in Exodus 25, verse 7, when we read about all of the contributions the people of God made. Remember, God requested onyx stones and setting stones for the ephod and for the breastpiece. God's word fits perfectly together. Now remember, we're talking about the priest that God is consecrating, setting apart to serve him at and in the tabernacle. The tabernacle is a holy place, and so the priests have to be made holy in order to serve therein. And as I have just read, even their garments, their clothing that they wear in tabernacle service, must be holy. God is giving great detail here. God knows how completely and every way holy he is. And if his holy presence is going to visit the tabernacle, then all the people who enter it, and all of the clothing these priests wear, and all of the objects and utensils they use, must also be made holy. That is how holy God truly is. This is the message I'm trying to get across to us today. And you would be greatly served if right now, or sometime before the next broadcast, you'd read all of Exodus chapter 28 for yourself. It's only 43 verses and can be read in a short period of time. If you'll do so, this will all make sense to you. If you do not own a Bible, get online. Go to the public library's computer if you do not own a phone or computer, and just go to www.BibleGateway.com, BibleGateway.com, and type in Exodus 28 and read the entire chapter. You'll be well served if you do. And then come on back and join me tomorrow as we continue to learn that God is holy.